You're back with We the People, and again, I want to give you our 800 number so you can call in. I want you to support us. Yes, I do. But I also want to know who you are, and I want you to be part of this creating of a totally different strategy. And we do that through the show. We do it through the webpage, and we're going to do it through our new urban strategy. The number is 800-426-1112. 800-426-1112. Please give us a call today. I'm speaking with Helena Norbert Hodge. She's an author with two articles, I now have been advised, in the book, The Case Against the Global Economy. Now, Helena, just quickly, can you name to me a known American politician that has spoken critically about the concept of development, as we've been talking about?
Development is difficult. Globalization, of course, there's Ralph Nader.
No, I mean someone in office.
Oh, someone in office. Well, no, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. In England, there's again, some members of parliament who are questioning globalization.
Have they ever questioned development?
Development is the thing. That is what's still very difficult.
So this is like the existence of God.
Yeah.
The development is good.
You see, myths about the so-called third world is what keeps globalization alive. It's what keeps so many well-intentioned people in the West supporting this march of progress. So it's a very insidious thing. For instance, the idea that we've got to feed all these starving masses of people is justifying biotechnology. It's justifying free trade and globalization. We've got to help those people on the other side of the world. As people in Europe find their jobs shifted over to China and India, they're told to be quiet. It's very selfish. This is a way of paying back our debt to the less developed world. So it's a very, you know, people's lack of awareness of what's actually going on leads to, you know, a lot of well-intentioned people supporting this.
So first, just a quick historical rundown here. We had Christianity, and then there were pagans out there who were not converted. And then a little further down the road, we had the infidel, and that gave us the Crusades. And then a little further down the road, we got the savages and the great explorers and conquistadors and adventurers from Portugal and Spain and Holland and England reached out to go out there to the savages and baptize them, kill them, civilize them, get them shaped up. And now, then what was it? Then after, I guess it was, well, there was a few more steps in there.